Sun and 76 degrees in Rhinelander at 106 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. This morning, an Oneida County committee granted a large gathering permit to Bubba's Big Party, an event scheduled for this fall. The camping, gathering, and vendor event is held in the town of Nokomis alongside the Tomahawk Rye the third week in September. Supervisors supported the permit, which allows for gatherings of more than 1,000 people, despite ongoing COVID-19 concerns from Oneida County Health Officer Linda Conlin.
Really do agree that large gatherings, and that is what we're seeing, is that large gatherings are a great risk for spread of virus.
The Public Safety Committee voted 4-1 to approve the permit, voting along the same lines as the approval for the Hodeg Country Festival permit last month. That event itself later decided to cancel. The lone holdout against the Bubba's permit was Supervisor Billy Freed.
In this situation, we're looking at something where you'll be sending a message that, okay, even though there's all these concerns out there, it's okay to have a gathering of 1,000 people. That's the way it's going to be perceived. And I want you guys to justify to me why you think that's a good message to send out.
In voting for the permit, Supervisor Mitch Ives pointed out private businesses were struggling. Committee Chair Mike Timmons speculated people will congregate during the fall ride one way or another.
If it doesn't happen at Bubba's Big Party place, it's going somewhere else. The people have come here.
Bubba's Big Party plans to give campsites as much space as they need, space vendors 30 feet apart, space picnic tables 6 feet apart, and space the 3 bars across the property. The Tomahawk Fall Ride will go forward, despite its chief organizer, the Muscular Dystrophy Association, pulling out this year. Bubba's Big Party starts September 14th. The Vilas County Board of Supervisors voted 13-5 this week to eliminate the county partnership with UW Extension. The Finance and Budget Committee deemed continued county funding to be non-essential, according to the resolution language. The current contract calls for a 60-day notice of cancellation. The resolution calls for UW Extension to fully fund the county portion of extension programs for the remainder of 2020 and all future costs. Vilas County will provide their current courthouse office space at no cost. County Board Chairman Ron DeBrun indicated it was a financial issue. DeBrun said Extension has been a partner for 106 years, but the cost is too much. UW Extension agents are UW faculty and not county employees. Gas prices have risen as we approach the upper Midwest's midsummer time, but still are below levels of recent years. Ken Kral has more.
Following the shutdown of much of the economy in March and April, gas prices plunged to $1 a gallon levels in this region. At the same time, Saudi Arabia and Russia had an oil exporter dispute and were producing as much oil as possible, which flooded the market. That has changed. Oil production was cut and the economy slowly opened. Wisconsin AAA spokesperson Nick Jarmus says gas prices have risen.
So we're still well below the prices that we typically see for June and have seen for the last 5-6 years. But we're well above the record low prices that we saw back in April and the beginning parts of May.
Jarmus says it shows more motorists are back on the road. Thursday's national average was $2.17 per gallon. Wisconsin's average is $2.14 per gallon of unleaded.
Further north in the state, you're going to see slightly higher prices than you are lower in the state. But that's right on par with what we're seeing in other Midwestern states, neighboring us.
In northern Wisconsin, gas prices are in the $2.25 range, some higher. While in central Wisconsin, it ranges from a low of $2.11 to $2.25. Southern Wisconsin has prices around $2 per gallon. Ken Kral, WXPR News.
Earlier this month, Anvil Lake in Vilas County became the latest Northwoods Lake to start using chemicals to fight invasive plants. A survey showed a majority of respondents from the lake supported chemical treatment, and Anvil Lake Association President Dr. Amy Coons felt it was safe.
The DNR, the EPA, has advised that it is absolutely safe for human use, for swimming, for boating. There's no restriction in eating fish in the lake.
But one board member, Jean Wellhofer, strongly opposed chemical treatment, saying there are too many unknowns about health risks. He resigned after the board voted to use chemicals.
Maybe we're the commercial in 20 years that said, have you been exposed to this? Call this lawyer hotline because there's millions of dollars in this settlement that's out there.
But you don't want to be the guinea pig.
We don't want to be the guinea pig. We don't want our neighbors to be the guinea pig. I don't want to drink this.
Anvil Lake is one of many Northwoods lakes facing similar invasive species management decisions. We examine the issue more closely on this week's The Stream, coming up at 5:45 p.m. or on WXPR.org. This afternoon, mostly sunny, high near 80 degrees, dropping to 59 degrees overnight tonight. Showers and thunderstorms a possibility tomorrow with a high near 79. Then sunny skies both days this weekend, Saturday 82 and Sunday 84 degrees. You're listening to WXPR News.